I'm absolutely delighted to introduce our speaker today. Melody Kraft offers spirit readings and workshops with the understanding of a psychologist and the eye and creative mind of an artist. She views the connection and communication with spirit as a spiritual creative adventure where no two experiences are ever alike. Her readings and workshops create a space of wonder and opportunity for understanding, transforming, and healing. Melody holds a BS and MA degree in psychology and has also studied at the world's foremost college for the advancement of spiritualism and psychic sciences, the Arthur Findlay College in England. Bioenergy training, under Mithik Workus and Reiki and other healing modalities are also blended into her work. And welcome, Melody Kraft.
Thank you. It's good to be back here again. So, how is everyone?
Good. Great.
Good. Good. Okay. So, I got a little glare here. So, actually, I was going to ask you to do a quiet meditation, but Rita already did a beautiful job of it, so I don't think I need to do it again. So, just take a breath right now and just kind of feel into your space, feel into your body, because what I'm going to talk about today is how to recognize your soul's voice. And I want you to feel free at any time to stop me and ask a question. Just raise your hand. If I don't see you, just yell out, because it gets really interesting when people have questions. And if you have a question, you think, oh, I don't know, this is silly. I bet somebody else in here has the same question, so no questions are silly. Okay, so let me say first, we don't have a soul. We are a soul. And we know we have this physical body, which is temporary, but our soul is eternal. It's infinite. And our soul's our compass. It's our light. It's where we go within to find that place of peace. It's our truth, and it's our reality. And this, our soul is always, always urging us to move forward in life, and to be still and to listen to the voice. And you all know that because you feel that at times. So since our soul is always encouraging us and urging us to listen to it, then why is it so hard for us to hear it? Well, I think some of you know, or maybe all of you know. So our ego is always jumping in, trying to distract us from our voice. Our soul. And I liken the ego to, it's like, you know, when you're thinking, you're trying to focus on something, and then you feel like there's this background noise that's distracting you. It's like a virus in a computer, that ego. It's just chattering away when you're trying to be still and listen to that small, still voice that you have within. So why do we listen to it? You know, because on some level, we really do know that there's a better way. And when we think about it, isn't it odd that because we are creative, all-powerful beings, that we allow this egoic thoughts to interfere in our life? So the real peace, the real you, rather, is peace. The real you is love. The real you is your soul. It's not these egoic consciousness thoughts that are spinning around in your head, distracting you all the time. So again, why do we have such a hard time hearing the voice of our soul? And we look to the ego as a culprit. And so, who in here thinks that the ego's real? Anybody think it's real? Are you just not sure? Okay. Well, it's good to see that most of you are sensing that it's not real, because I don't see any hands up, or maybe you don't know, because the ego really is not real. So how can something that's not real affect us so profoundly in our life. Because the ego, really, it has no power of its own. None. Zero. Nothing. But the reason why it affects our lives and distracts us from the voice of our soul is that we believe it's true. We believe that these thoughts that we have are true. So how do you know when you're having a thought that's not true about yourself? When you are in conflict, when you're struggling, when you're feeling hurt, any form of emotional pain, suffering, you are having a thought about yourself that's not true. So that's a dead giveaway. When you're in that space, just stop and notice. You know, I'm not feeling good about myself. I'm feeling that I'm just not good enough. I can't do something. You know, that's the ego talking. And it's not true. So just notice it when you have thoughts like that. And recognize, I'm believing something that's not true. And that gives you then, you're now at a point where you can make another decision about changing the thoughts that you have. And then people also say, well, I can't tell if this is my imagination. You know, is this real? You know, how do I know if my soul's talking to me? Or my imagination, or is it the collective egoic consciousness that's talking to me? And the way you can tell, it just feels different. When your soul's talking to you, you feel animated. You feel alive. It makes you feel like you have, you recognize this power base that you have. The ego makes you feel separate. And you feel separate from everything and everyone. So it's really a pretty miserable way of feeling. And so it's just really simple. Just notice how you feel. And that tells you where you are. You know, are you listening to your soul's voice? Are you listening to your ego? So, and the ego is just really a collection of thoughts, of patterns that we've developed over time, and things that we hear other people say. And when you hear something often enough, then you start believing it's true. And by getting still and noticing how you feel about it, you can start shifting that, and you can get more in tune with what your soul is trying to tell you and trying to urge you on. And because your soul is always trying to tell you about these abilities and faculties and capabilities and talents and gifts that you've brought into this lifetime, and it's always talking to you about this. You know, but your soul's saying like, oh no, I can't do that. But the truth is you can. And so you just have to listen and recognize it. So how do we step into our soul? Okay, so we have to be willing to receive it. That's all you have to do. Just be willing to receive it. The soul is always waiting there for us to awaken to it and to receive it. And so you don't have to go searching for it. You just have to slide into yourself and remember that it's there. And like people say, I just want peace in my life. You know how you find peace? You get really quiet and you go within yourself and you remember it. And it's very interesting when it happens because you feel the sudden peace within yourself. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's been there all the time. All I had to do is remember it. It's not out there anywhere. I don't have to strive for it. I don't have to look for it. It's inside of me. So what does it take to receive it? What does it take to receive your soul? Be open to it and let go of that rational mind. I mean, rational mind's really good for our engineers. I mean, we do need engineers in our life. It's really nice having bridges and all this technical stuff that we use. But the rational mind can take us only so far. And our human mind does not have the capacity to understand our soul. It doesn't have the capacity to understand divine reason. So how do you acquire this wisdom of your soul? You fall into your soul. You allow yourself to feel into it. So, and also if you have to recognize, as long as you want a specific outcome in your life, you're going to be excluding your soul's voice. So if you think your life should be a certain way, you are filtering the voice of your soul out. So you have to be willing to give up believing what your life should be and allowing it to flow. Because your soul has bigger dreams for you than you do. And when you allow this to happen, you do start discovering these, you know, latent abilities that you didn't even know that you had. And they just kind of burst out and you'll stand there like, wow, who am I? Where did this come from? And it can be quite exciting and take you on a really wonderful journey. So, are you willing to act on guidance from your soul? So, one, it takes courage. We all know that. And we have to step through our fears and face them. And when we do, what we discover when we step through a fear is that fear disappears. And you'll like look at it like, well, what happened? I thought that was real. And you'll discover it wasn't real. You just thought it was real. So every time you take another step with your soul, into your soul, you're breaking old fear patterns because they're just illusions. They're not real. Okay. So what I'm going to ask you all to do now, we're going to do a really short meditation asking to release our human mind and allowing the presence of our soul to speak to us. So just close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath. And just take another deep breath. And just know that you're safe. And just notice if there's any tension in your body. Just breathe it out. Just let it go. Just let it go. And let it go. Now imagine a circle of candles around you. And the light from candles grows larger and more brilliant, generating a flow of warmth and healing to you. There's also a light within you yearning to come out. This is your soul's voice. Your soul is connected to all. It is connected to an intelligent consciousness that exists everywhere. The light within you is expanding throughout your entire body and extending out. It's merging with the light of the candles. It's impossible for you to be alone. You are surrounded by light and love. Listen with your heart to the following words. This is your soul speaking to you. I'm willing to release any desires about what I think my life should be. I'm willing to be of service to humanity in the infinite intelligence that created all. I sit now in the presence of my soul and welcome its voice into my life. We will be quiet now for a moment and be in the presence of our soul and spirit. You slowly bring your attention back into the room and remember the feelings of being in the presence of your soul and spirit and knowing that you always have support and love. That's it. Thank you.